for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Fear of man is a snare. It's a trap. It places limitations on us. Cause you to think differently. Don't you let anybody steal your dream. There's a lot of dream stealers. Joseph's brethren tried to steal his dream. But thank God he has ordered our steps. So, as a foundation, and perhaps we'll go into that even more in depth at another time, the mind of the Lord has to be at the foundation, at the core, at the basement of our spirit. How is God thinking about your situation? God's not upset. God's not rattled or shaken. He had a plan before you got in that situation. And his plan is immutable. It doesn't change. But through faith, as you operate in faith in time, you will cause the environment to change. You will cause the situation to change. See, that's why we are here, to establish that eternal kingdom. As he is in heaven, so are we on the earth. God ain't worried about anything there. So therefore, to manifest that kingdom, you can't be worried about stuff down here. Just troubled, just anxious, losing sleep over stuff. Somebody say, the devil is a lie. They don't have to sleep in heaven, but we ought to be able to sleep down here. Angels are always worshiping. There should never be a time you so burdened you can't worship. You so troubled with stuff you can't worship. Holy, 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 holy. Why? As it is in heaven, so it is in the earth. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Fear is an entry point. It's a door, a gate, sometimes a portal that the enemy tries to get a foothold, to distract you, to try to destroy, to steal from you. That's why the Lord said over 300 and some odd times, fear not. Fear not. Shut that door once and for all. And should fear come, it's a spirit. Rebuke it in Jesus' name. Take authority. You have authority. Take authority over it. Amen. But see, in order to do that, you must first be submitted to God. See, that's the problem sometimes. Sudden fear comes and people try to resist it, but you've not really submitted. You must be in that realm of peace. And when it comes, you don't have to even get loud with it. It's not in the volume of your voice. It's the magnitude of power in your spirit. You can whisper, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. And they fly away. They out of there. Because of the peace. Remember the picture in Revelation when John saw the throne. And the throne always represents authority. The word of a king. But he said around the throne was, as it were, a sea of glass. Clear like crystal. You that have been on the sea when it's really calm, it's an awesome facet of nature. It's just, I remember going through a storm. We were headed to Honduras, and we were coming through the Caribbean, and we went through a storm. I mean, a terrible storm. And late at night, the storm ceased, and we saw where it looked like the moon was coming up out of the ocean. I mean, it was beautiful. And the ocean was totally calm. But see, around the throne is as it were a sea of glass. In other words, if my brother's at the throne, it's a sea of glass. It's calm. So in order for me to get to the place or abide in the place of authority, I've got to come through that calm. You understand? Otherwise, see, no peace, no real power. But see, when I have peace, even in the midst of the storm, then I have authority. Jesus, in the midst of the storm, was at total peace. He was resting while everybody else panicked. But were it left to them, they would have sunk. The boat would have sunk. They'd have drowned in the storm. But he stood up in total peace. And all he did was speak. And what was in his spirit came out of his spirit. And it met that storm. Poof. And that storm, that violent storm that was there to destroy them, had to bow. And there was an immediate calm. The waves stopped. The wind stopped. The clouds parted at the word of peace. And you know what? He said, the works I do, you shall do also. The same Holy Ghost abides on the inside of you if you'll stay in that pathway of peace, that pathway free of fear. Amen. Now, it's interesting because there's timidity a lot of times in acting on an unpopular doctrine. You know, people get timid sometimes around unsaved folk. You know, when it comes to conviction, don't shout me down. People kind of withdraw, they, you know, rather than just living out their conviction. You know, I don't mean in arrogance, but in boldness. See, it's kind of funny because we need to flip the script because the servants of the devil are bold. They'll get out there and shake it all up, half naked. They'll do what it don't matter. They'll do it. Bold. In your face. Just turn on the TV. Look what comes on TV. But yet, the servants of God, when it comes to living out certain doctrine, how many of we need to flip that script? See, they're not the ones. They're not the ones that are thinking right. Those are the ones, literally, they have lost their mind. Let me say this, literally, they are crazy. Hello, I said literally, they are crazy. If you don't have the mind of Christ, you are crazy. You have missed the whole purpose of humanity, why you are here. Do you understand? You're not thinking right. I don't care how smart you are. You don't have the mind of Christ, something wrong with you. You're off. Now, let me give you two things here as we wind this up. About breaking these limitations of fear. Kingdom faith. Faith will break the limitation, the bondage of fear. Faith will. There are times you must stir up your faith. You must take action to break those things that try to limit you and that try to harass you along the pathway and try to distract you and get you out of the path. You have to take and exercise your faith. The first thing I want to say, kingdom faith is steadfast and stable even in the midst of storms. Job is a good example. In the midst of his trial, he did question God, right? He questioned God, but he never turned his back on God. Even when he was accused by his so-called friends. I want you really to take this and put it as a block in the foundation of your life. Don't build your faith on what God shows you. Build your faith on what God is. Amen. Don't build your faith on what God shows you, because you won't see the whole picture. And sometimes it'll look like something wrong with this picture. I'm not getting a clear picture here. Build your faith on what God is, who God is. Omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent. He doesn't think to contemplate. He says it, it is. I'm telling you, you will turn the tide. You will see situations clear up before your eyes. When you think like that, when you talk like that, the devil's trying to paint a picture to distract you, to cause you to fear. But when you refuse to, in the midst of your storm, refuse to give in to what you see or what God has allowed you to see and base it upon what God is. That's important. Tell that to somebody. Don't build your faith on what God shows you. Build it on God. Period. You see, kingdom faith is steadfast and stable. Even though Job in his trial didn't have understanding, he kept on believing. He kept on living in truthfulness. He kept his integrity. He kept faithfulness. And here, this is very important. He kept his conscience clear. See, sometimes there's false guilt. The devil condemn you of something. You feel guilty, but it's false. You hadn't done anything. You know, Job kept a clear conscience. See, in the midst, he's almost like a poster child, if I can say that. Job stayed the course. He stayed the pathway through all that he went through. And then over in James, it says, now we see the goodness, the patience, the mercy of God on his life. Because he stayed in the pathway. You see, in both good times and in bad times, Job trusted God. In the good times, he trusted God. In the bad time, he trusted God. Amen. Number two, and we're going to close with this one. Kingdom faith is in God's omniscient knowledge, not our limited knowledge.
We have come to the close of part 28 of The Faith Crisis, Breaking the Limitations of Fear. Speak the word. It is not the volume of your voice, it is the magnitude of your spirit. Position yourself, because God is getting ready to make you stand out. People will come to the light shining through you. You do not have to try to make it happen for yourself. Wait on God. He's got you covered.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning and 7 p.m. Sunday night. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS. Or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.